Ready.
Yo. Yeah. It's going again. It's a little.
All right. Is it running?
Yeah. We're ready to go.
It's
a little reverb. Never hurt nobody. What's up, guys? I'm Grace.
And I'm Lucy.
We're coming to you from 83rd Avenue, and you're listening to
The Big
Picture
Podcast. Welcome, welcome, guys. And today we are bringing you somebody super special. Could you please introduce yourself?
I am Steven.
Steven
Curtis. Welcome. And I'm glad I got to hear you guys do that thing. I listened to a couple epis before and heard you guys do the harmonized intro. It's sick.
It's pretty awesome in person. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
So fun.
So who are you? What do you do?
I'm Steven, and I do a lot of things, but I guess why I'm here is I'm the director of Sunseekers, which is basically just like a creative collective.
Yo, Sunseekers.
Yeah, a bunch of us collective. Musicians, visual artists, and we got members kind of scattered now, but we're all like originally from Edmonton and we're friends, still are friends. So, yeah.
So who is a part of the collective? Who is Sunseekers?
Myself and then Mike, who goes by Firebird, Vince, he goes by CZ, Loic, Moon Mattress, Sean Christensen, who goes by Sean Z, Yaya Kasana, Devious Trip. And now we just kind of added on board a photographer, Jax West. And I guess Mason too. Mason doesn't do anything public, but he like runs our website and like admin and stuff. So yeah, it's like the 10 of us now, I guess. Big crew. Yeah.
Cool. It's awesome. When everyone's working behind the scenes in improv and they're like working in the booth at the end of the play or whatever the improv scene is, everyone goes to the back and they screams, "Boo!" Kind of as like an ode to the people working at the back.
You got to shout them out, yeah, because they do important work, yeah.
They do.
To start us off, do you want to tell us about your journey as an artist and how you got started doing what you do?
Yeah, sure. I started making music probably when I was 5 or 6. Not writing
little
music.
Baby protégé.
Baby, yeah. Well, my mom put me in violin lessons.
What the?
Okay.
Yeah, gangster play by my mom. But she like took me to symphony and was like, you just like have to play an instrument, but pick an instrument you like.
Cool.
So I picked violin, which honestly, I could have picked something cooler probably.
So hard. It's such a hard one.
Yeah, it was annoying that I picked that. But I do like the violin and played that for quite a while, then hit kind of like teenage years and was like, violin's not cool. But then started to learn how to record off GarageBand at first, and then ever since just been making beats, writing songs. So pretty deep in it now. Fucking I'm 29, so been doing music over 20 years, I guess.
So does this include multiple instruments and stuff too after all this learning?
Yeah, I play guitar mostly now.
Yeah,
is my favorite instrument to play. Sweet. And a little bit of piano and stuff.
Oh hell yeah.
Because I program beats off MIDI, so learned a little bit of keys, but guitar is like what I'm most comfortable with now. Yeah.
So do you ever go back to the violin?
I haven't for the longest time, and I would probably sound terrible picking it up again. Violin is actually a really cool instrument, but it's one of the worst sounding instruments if it's played bad, I think.
Like that and bagpipes.
Yeah, if you play it bad, it's like really bad. Yeah.
I can play a mean kazoo.
Oh, kazoo is good. No, yeah. Can you actually?
My mouth.
I feel like you could be a good harmonica player, Lucy.
Oh God.
Take that kazoo knowledge and put it somewhere.
Can you play kazoo on a track for me?
I need to give it or else it's a sin. I need to hear the kazoo.
Yeah, God's giving you this gift of the kazoo. It's your duty now.
As we all have a duty to please this world with music and arts.
Yeah, facts, yeah.
Do you want to tell us about what inspires you to create?
Pretty much everything. I know that's cliche, but I have a pretty fast process making songs, and I try not to overthink, because I think that's the thing that always jams me up the most or gives me like writer's block or something if I try to analyze too much. Because for me, like, music is super emotional. So literally anything can inspire me, whether it be just like a combo I had that day or another song or whatever. And usually when I start a song, I have no idea what the song's going to be about at first. I figure it out as I go, but cool. Like literally anything. Like, we might have a good fucking little vibe here today and I might go make a song. Hey. On the kazoo, maybe, eh?
Do it.
Can you put some kazoo in there?
Yeah, I think you should play on a track.
Big Picture Podcast feature.
Oh, that actually would
Lucy
be cool.
Lucy Cook Kazoo Extravaganza.
Has a podcast ever featured on a song before?
We've had songs featured on our podcast before.
Absolutely.
But we've never featured
them. But the other way around, though, right? Like, what if I had a song and then midway through, you guys just started doing an interview?
It's a 45-minute long
song.
Yeah.
Like, it goes to a breakdown, and then, like, you think it's a bass drop, and then it's just you guys being like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Picture Podcast coming at you.
We could do that maybe for an intro and outro for this podcast.
That actually
Send us a beat.
Everyone's ready to hear a song at a festival, and that's the bass drop.
Yeah. And then everyone keeps being like, when is the song coming back? But then it is a full episode.
Yeah, you know?
So they're sitting there just being like,
they're like, what did I just pay for?
Yeah.
I guess to experience a podcast in a group, which would still be cool.
It would still be cool. And maybe they love the podcast and go home. They're like, that was actually better.
Oh, that was an intriguing way to fill a crowd full of information. Okay.
Yeah.
I learned so much. That was so educational.
Educational. So speaking of this kind of vibe, are you spiritual at all? And does that help you create?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I consider myself super spiritual, honestly. Really like Buddhism. Do a fair share of meditating, like try to meditate every day if I can. I think that helps me a lot, creating stuff. And then just like other weird things. Like, I was raised Catholic, but I don't really fuck with Catholicism. But I like astrology. I like, you know, I don't know. I like lots of elements of spirituality, I guess. I kind of have a weird blend, but I think that's lots of people nowadays.
Kind of
pick elements of different
annoying,
shit,
you know?
And be like, I like the vibe of this thing, and
yeah,
it makes me feel better. So yeah, but spirituality, yeah, super important for me. Making stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you think that affects your work that you make?
I keep wanting to ask you guys the questions back. Is that allowed or
right,
no?
Right.
That's allowed.
It's true.
Do you guys consider yourself spiritual?
It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, a lot of what you just said, like, repeated. Because, you know, you've gone through this whole, like, life of maybe your parents kind of showing you a way. But as soon as you get to decide for yourself, you know, you're kind of free to pick and choose what you want. And as much as I was raised Catholic as well,
okay.
And I love most of the teachings and all that, there's, you know, a part of me that's always trying witchcraft and has been told not to do astrology and loves it anyways, you know, and tarot cards are no, it's from the devil. And I'm like, well, is it though?
Yeah, no, I vibe with that for sure. There's good stories in the Bible, but it's like, yeah, why can't I do a tarot card reading?
Right.
That doesn't seem satanic to me.
It really does influence my career. I use tarot all the time for my artistic career.
Yeah.
Just ask
major life decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Lucy and I'm like, we got to do the Celtic cross band.
No, it actually does help though. I think it actually does help.
You're processing through it. You're still doing the thinking. It's not like an actual outcome that's going to happen. It's just a prediction, or well, not really even that, but
right. Okay. That's exactly how I see it too. It's like, it's not that I necessarily am spiritual and like, this is my fucking destiny.
Yeah,
but it's like, if I can do a spiritual practice and it enhances my life. Or makes me understand something better. Like, if I do a tarot card reading and I'm like, well, this is making me think about this now. And like, I get to see my like emotional response to this fucking spiritual cue.
It's triggering.
It's helping me anyways, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like we have similar vibes with that then. Yeah.
Glad we're on the same page there.
You too. You too.
Do you want to tell us about your favorite local live show that you've been to or maybe played and been to?
Sure. There's so many. First of all, how about you guys answer this one first? What good live shows have you been to lately?
been to a lot of good live shows lately. Super big shows, I think. The Zenith show. That was in 2019, but it was... Okay. That was how Lucy and I kind of connected for the first time, too.
So long ago, when you think about, but...
It was just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful show. I recently went to Smorgasbord at the Aviary with Out of Pocket Trio, Ringworm, and Rider J. Great show.
Okay.
Great show.
That sounds cool. I know none of those bands, but that sounds sick.
Check them all out.
Yeah.
They're great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I love seeing local shows. Yeah. Probably like I love the Sunseeker stuff because it's all my friends and what I'm involved in. So I could easily list like shows that some of the guys have played in where I've been like, that's super awesome. But probably the last really, really like sick show I remember going to was I saw like Roll the Bones, Monks on Call, and there's a couple other good bands.
Mount Flower on the band. At that show? Or
who?
Andrew Curtis? Mount Flower? At Temple?
It was a Temple, yeah. Yeah.
Really great
like,
talents.
Instrumental guitar
stuff. Oh, yeah. That show was sick. That's probably the last one that really stands out to me being like, yeah. Just good vibes that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good talents. Those are good.
Yeah. I've been wanting to see Roll the Bones. I've heard they're amazing.
They're super cool, yeah.
Really wanting to see them live. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good homies with the band now and have been with a couple of them in it for pre-Roll the Bones.
Okay.
And they've done shows with us too before in the past, so we kind of became better friends that way. But I feel like a Roll the Bones groupie sometimes now. I went to their last show at Buck and I was talking to one of them. I was like, I think I've been to like 8 of your guys' shows in the last 6 months because they gig a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
They're like, we recognize you.
They're sick. They're very worth seeing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go see Thug Shells. She's always live.
Oh, Thug Shells is so awesome too.
She is so talented. Yeah. And she never stops. She literally never stops.
No, she's a ball of energy.
Ball of energy, and she uses it to her full advantage. And I just feel like we have a lot in common.
Yeah, if you guys want to go, the River City Freestyle Nights are super fun.
Oh,
Thug Shells does those. And
always got the bubbles everywhere.
Yeah, and she can rap forever.
Yeah, that's what I was even saying. She just literally doesn't stop.
Yeah.
24/7 rhymes. She's got a beatbox on her shoulder, just having her beats going on a constant.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Like pointing at people down the street, calling them out for how fly they are or whatever.
Oh, yeah, she's super friendly too.
She's rapping. Sick.
Yeah, super friendly person.
Love her so much. Yeah.
That's a cool camera you got going there, Elliot. Yeah.
Yeah. For those who are listening, we've got a sick video attached to this also on YouTube you can check out.
Yeah, check it out.
And you can see the video version of this interview.
Ooh. What advice do you have to give to a younger version of yourself?
I did look at the questions when you guys sent me some of them. And I looked at this one, I was like, had such an internal debate over it. But I think like nothing, honestly.
Nothing.
Just because I think that shit sorts out the way it does.
Let be.
And if you're like good in the spot you're in, then it's like, well, whatever. Like, what would I change? Because you could go back and change something, then it's like maybe something else happens that was unintended, you know? So I don't think I would even tell my younger self anything. I thought about it and wanted to go back and be like, give less of a fuck.
Mm.
Like, just like, care more about the things that matter, care less about the things that don't matter. But even if I said that to a younger version of myself, I don't think he would like get it. So I don't know, honestly, probably nothing. I just like let things be the way they are.
Yeah, it's like respect and homage to your own story.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it is what it is,
because the bad shit is like part of life too, you know. And
yeah,
I don't know, you
like
can't
tree
really.
Grows rings.
Tree does grow rings. Facts. Yeah.
What was the greatest piece of advice you've ever been given by somebody?
Oh, that's so funny. I don't know. Damn, that's hard.
Really could be anything.
I don't know. Probably just like taking care of yourself.
Yo,
and like having love for yourself. I think that's the most important thing. Because I think that if you can like have some love for yourself, that solves a lot of other problems, you know?
Truly.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite song of all time? Ooh, I love this one. I love this one.
On that note.
How many am I allowed to give? And I want to hear some of your guys' too.
So hard to pick.
To give top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top three.
Are you guys going to give top three too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start. Because I guess I'm being interviewed, but we can go one at a time. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start. Definitely one would be Beachcomber by Real Estate. It's really good.
Okay. Great song. Are we all sharing?
Yeah.
One? Are we going in a circle?
One?
Oh.
What?
One of my favorite songs recently that I think has turned into favorite song of all time is Zoomer by Gratuitous. 9.5 all minute up. Long song. Brilliant the whole way through. So check it out.
Cool. I've never heard that. I will have to peep that.
Check it out.
Zoomer?
Zoomer by Gratuitous. Yeah, they're local too.
Oh. Oh yeah, I saw those guys on your page, right? Yeah, you were filming some stuff for them. That's cool.
I was trying to think of a good one, but yo, you know what I've got on repeat all the time, especially with the sun out? You guys are going to laugh at me because I'm so full of myself. Lucy in the sky.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful song.
Brilliant song.
Sunshine, I don't know. I just got a playlist that's full of sunshiny Beatles songs.
Yeah. They have so many good. Yeah. That's a good pick.
My mom used to play it to me anyway, so it's like brings back those old memories.
Yeah. That's cute. Your mom was just jamming Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds for you. That's awesome.
That's perfect. One of the first times I ever met Lucy, she introduced herself to somebody and she's like, "Hi, I'm Lucy, like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds."
You know, the Beatles like acid on my tongue.
That's so good. I don't know. We can do another round, I guess. Also, if you guys don't want me to ask you the questions, I don't have to. Like, you guys are running the show here, not me.
No, absolutely, because then it forms kind of like, you get to know us, we get to
know
you.
Yeah, well, I do want to know you guys. And I'm also not used to being the one interviewed.
Yeah, I saw with most of your stuff, you are the interviewer.
I mean, I do, like, not to, like, the same level of sickness as you guys, but yeah, I do, like, I've done, like, a couple little interview videos. And so I've gotten to like ask the questions sometimes. It's kind of weird just like being asked the questions, you know? I like it, but I think I'm like feeling already like a natural. Like, I want to fucking ask Lucy and Grace what they think of this.
I need to know. You need to know.
I watched that interview that you did with Kara.
Yeah.
Awesome. It was a great interview.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
It was interesting just setting it up, eating dinner. Interview style, but it was really cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Over a drink and stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. Kara's awesome. Yeah. Super talented and super nice person. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness, her talent. I just really love her singing voice. I do.
Yeah, she has a great voice.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
I really like Dazed and Confused.
Yo,
that's a good one.
I really like The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are movies ever going to be that good?
Lion King, OG Lion King.
That's a good one.
OG.
Yeah. I actually haven't seen the new one. I'm sure it's super good. I've heard it's super good, but I just have such sentimental ties to the animated Lion King, the OG one. I guess the new one is animated too, isn't it? But it's like more realistic animated. Or is it live action?
It can't be live action.
Like the newer.
All those lines.
No, it's
they
not.
Like to act.
It's like CGI.
Yeah.
But it gets so good.
Half and half. Some real lions were involved.
Because the Jungle Book was real, you know? So like, how did they do the Jungle Book?
Good
that
question.
Was crazy. That was crazy.
It was good.
It freaked me out. It's a scary one. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those Disney movies are scary.
Right?
High key.
Dark.
I mean, even rewatching the OG Lion King, I was like, this is dark as fuck. Like, he just, like, his dad dies. His uncle kills his dad. He goes into hiding. Like, it's very...
Hamlet for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So moving on to the next question. Do you have a behind the scenes story of maybe like a recent project or some piece of work that you've worked on recently, especially part of the collective?
Any behind the scenes story?
Yeah. Or anything kind of funny that's happened between y'all, anything that'll give people a tidbit of what it's like to work with you guys?
Oh, I don't know. Well, one thing that's kind of funny is we do like a meeting every Saturday, like on Zoom, because some people don't live here now. So we'll just like do a meeting to like check in, whatever, like talk creative stuff, talk about the group. Then Mike randomly started talking to like this guy from Tennessee, and he was just like super, super interested in Sunseekers and kept like big upping us, like reposting our stuff.
Nice.
And so me and Mike kept talking to him more. He's just like some like average fucking, I don't know, dad from Tennessee. And he was so into it that he saw us doing the meetings, because I posted a couple on my story and was like, can I hop in a meeting? So we were like, sure. So he like came on one Saturday and met us all over Zoom and was just like, yo, keep going, guys. He's awesome, though. Check him out on Instagram, Big Deck Dad. He's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A proud dad, too.
Proud dad, yeah.
That's awesome.
Aw, that's adorable.
It was cute, yeah. He's a nice guy, too. Just random, you know, the internet.
Coming on in. Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And then the Zoom call and everything, face to face.
Yeah, like he was just chilling at his house in Tennessee, drinking a beer.
Want to let you guys know.
Yeah, it was sick.
You're doing a great
job. He's a
job.
Good guy, though, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's got to really make your day.
What was the greatest compliment you've ever received?
I actually thought about this one today too, and like had an answer pretty quick. But like, you know, the emoji with like the fire heart,
yeah,
is like a flaming heart.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that emoji.
Okay,
my that's the emoji.
Favorite emoji.
That's the
for me.
Emoji.
Yeah, it's the best. But I always use it, and my girlfriend, I actually looked today and I like screenshotted it because I was so stoked on it. But my girlfriend was like, that emoji like describes you really well. Cause it's like kind of like edgy and like, but it's also like nice and like soft and sweet.
What the fuck is your astrology?
And I was like, that's so fucking nice of you to say that. That's the littest shit anyone's ever said to me. My astrology?
Yeah.
I'm an Aquarius, so I'm not a fire sign, no.
Interesting.
But I do have some fire.
Oh.
What are you guys? Can I guess?
Oh. Yeah, you're going to have to guess.
Ooh, okay, cool.
Very few people get it right.
Hmm.
Just kidding.
I feel like I'm so easy.
I think
I'm so open.
Grace is maybe a Libra.
No, wrong.
Fuck. You're what? You're like a Leo or something?
My Leo moon shines bright.
Okay.
My moon
Leo
sign.
Moon. Okay, that makes sense. But, okay. Okay, I give
so
up. Tell
bright.
Me.
It's like your heart. It's like. It's like your deepest being in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a Taurus moon.
Your deepest
being. My deepest being, my underworld, yeah. Mm. That makes sense that you have a Leo moon, yeah.
I feel like I have so many Tauruses in my life. My younger brother's a Taurus, and he's just like, loves money, loves possessions.
He's like, I want a house.
Yeah.
I want to be situated. Money. I need security.
Yeah, Tauruses do love money.
Stubborn
That's facts.
Oil.
Yeah, yeah. Are you guys not going to tell me your signs?
Oh, my sun sign, Libra.
Oh, you
already said it, so I was
okay.
Like, ain't no way he's going to guess it again.
I'm a triple Gemini.
Holy. Like moon, all rising, three. Sun, all Gemini? Damn, that's crazy.
Gemini.
I don't think I've ever met anyone with a triple anything before. That's crazy.
What, sorry?
Like a triple anything. I've never met anyone who's tripled up.
Triple two-face.
Yeah, Geminis have such a bad rep, eh?
Yeah.
I don't discriminate against
it.
Geminis, but what about you, Elliot? What are you? Taurus? Okay.
Taurus.
So you love money, too.
You love nice. Money. You need to be situated.
Just sitting there being like, fuck, I want some money so bad right now.
I want a house.
And I won't be budged. I mean, who
don't
doesn't?
We all.
Though?
Yeah. Who are you listening to locally right now?
I listen to a lot of the Sunseeker stuff, obviously. Alliance, who's kind of like an affiliate member, dropped an album recently, so I've been playing lots of that. Loic's album still, he put it out in like November. It's like a 3-song EP, so that's cool. Mike's album, which is coming out Friday, listen to a lot of that. Yaya and Keelan stuff. Like, I talked to Yaya, actually, who's, yeah, like in the group, about this recently, where I was like, he was basically like, do you think it's weird? Like, I pretty much like only listen to like our stuff the majority of the time. I was like, no, I do the exact same thing. But I think like we're making it, and like it's our friends. So like if it's good and we like it, why wouldn't we be stoked on it?
Right?
Exactly.
Other local stuff though, like, yeah, Monks on Call. I love them. Roll the Bones. There was like a Laurie song. I don't know if you guys know him. He raps.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Okay.
It's so hard. And that's like my go-to pump up song for basketball now. He put that out a couple months ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I got to listen to more. I'm going to listen to Gratuitous. Shit.
Yeah.
I listen are to you Mo in Gratuitous,
Elliot, or you just like shoot for them? Or? Okay, cool. Yeah. Provocateurs. Mm-hmm. I'll check them out too. Is it like punk stuff? Yeah, punk stuff. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, defining that shit is hard, but yeah. I like that style
Arctic
of stuff.
Monkey.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. Arctic cool. Monkeys.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I can definitely get down with that.
We just did a.
Okay.
Like early Nirvana.
Every time
skater.
They play,
punk.
They're naked.
Yeah.
They
and
keep
they
it
get
raw,
naked
really
on
raw.
Stage.
Nice.
Everyone's
yeah.
shirts are off. Some pants are off. If it's hot up there.
Like purely naked? Did they do like the Red Hot Chili Peppers thing or no?
I would.
No, it wouldn't go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Girlfriends. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they do invite, yeah, a lot of their aunts, moms.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised to see it.
You don't approve. Lucy doesn't approve of that.
I do not approve.
Well, shout out time. Do you know of anyone who's doing a really good job out there who deserves a shout out? What's their Instagram? Or what are their Spotify's? What are their Patreon.
Shout out. How many shout outs can I do? Can I do infinite? I have so many.
I guess you know a lot of names, so see what you can do in under a minute.
Shout
out.
Out Big Picture Podcast, best podcast in the game. Shout out Elliot Zuck filming this shit. Shout out Grass, aka Grace. Shout out Lucy. Fuck, I forget your handle.
Lucy Cook.
Lucy
dot
Cook.
Art.
Dot art. Shout out Sunseekers Global. Crestwood Man, that's Firebird. Vince G, that's CZ. Sean Christensen, Loic Moon Mattress. Alliance White, Christopher James. I forgot him. He's in Sunseekers too. Sorry, Chris.
Hey.
Salutations is a banger. MJ Platten running our website. Fuck. Ooh, Devious Trip. Ooh, YK, Yaya Kasana. Who else did a good job? My mom, my sister,
oh,
my brother.
Oh, important.
My grandma.
You're not going to add your
shout
mom.
Shout out
to
my
family.
Girlfriend. My mom doesn't
What's
have
your
Instagram.
Mom's Instagram.
Go follow. I don't know. That's a pretty good. That's pretty good. Monks on Call, Roll the Bones. Everyone. Follow anyone who's local and doing something positive and nice.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. There's so much good talent around here, right around the corner, y'all.
Yeah.
Incredible. Oh, yeah.
Facts,
Edmonton's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
That was one of the hardest questions you guys sent me. And I was like, do I?
Do you?
I think in a way, yes.
Do you have any ghost stories?
No, that's the thing. I've never like seen a ghost.
Believe in them though. So there's a part of that that is like intriguing for me to understand.
I mean, I think it's similar to the spiritual shit where it's like, do I think it's legitimately real? Maybe, maybe not, but it doesn't even really matter to me. Because I just think it's
but
better.
Still, you were to say yes, not.
It's better to believe in it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's more interesting. So it's like, I'm open to ghosts, maybe.
Okay. No,
but I haven't seen one, but like I'm open to it, and I believe in like spiritual energy and shit.
Yeah, right. Like,
so it would make sense to me that maybe like there would be some kind of like spiritual energy in the form of a ghost. But what I just haven't seen one. I don't know. Have you guys seen ghosts?
Entities like taking over. I feel like you've seen ghosts. Lucy. Like, I don't know how to believe that stuff sometimes when it's like, you know, what's that movie again? The Exorcist and stuff like that. I mean, that kind of stuff. That's so far. That's so hard. But I do believe like, yo, dimensions exist.
Yeah.
And my theory is like, what if something on a higher dimension just can't really be seen, but it's still here in a way, but just in its own shadow, and its shadow is what we call a ghost. I don't know. Maybe something like that.
I think I'm the exact same. Like, okay, like a fucking little like fucking floating thing popping out of the wall, being like, probably I don't believe in that. But
have you ever had sleep paralysis though?
A little bit, yeah.
That's sinister. That was terrible.
Yeah.
You have an entity living in your soul, mister.
I know, it's spooky as fuck. And like I done like a bunch of like dream work too, so I also had some like insane fucking dreams where like real crazy spooky shit happens.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But I believe, yeah, there's like, yeah, whether it's dimensions or something, like energy maybe. Where like a ghost could just be like an energy that's like present in a space because of what's like happened in that space or whatever. Something along those lines. You believe in ghosts?
Definitely.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen ghosts?
Sleep paralysis demon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's mine.
No. And strange encounters with Ouija boards in the past as well that just didn't sit right.
Fair enough. Elliot, ghosts, yeah? Right. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like dolls.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah. You just...
That's creepy shit.
No, I think you're... I think you described my beliefs better than I did. Just like you go to a certain place, or like, even if you're with a certain person, like you can pick up energy. So I don't see like why that energy would just like necessarily dissipate from something completely. So it's like, yeah.
Huh. Like basic Qigong, yeah.
Everybody hold energy right now, person.
You guys want to play pass?
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like that shit is true. Especially if you think about it as like human intuition, I think is so real. Like being able to like sense the vibe of something. Yeah. So it's like it's almost just even like a form of that where it's like you can feel something associated with the energy of an object or a place or something. Yeah. Connected together,
Cool.
I mean, like, fuck, I find it super interesting, but like my therapist is super specialized in like Jungian psychology. So it is like lots of dream work, and like the idea is like dive into your subconscious, figure out how you really feel. But like he also had this theory of like a collective unconscious where it's like we all share some subconscious connections. And part of his shit was he looked at like dreams of like people in two different places across the world who like should have had completely different experiences. And then going through similar things, they would have like linked dreams sometimes or similar dreams. Just with like archetypes or something. Like they would like have a similar recurring dream or something, you know?
We're in the Matrix.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird shit, but like I find that shit super fascinating.
But also now it's like proven that you have astral projection. Like they have those government files that have come out that have proven that they used it for like warfare or something.
Damn, I didn't even see that. You gotta send me that.
But yeah.
Right?
That's crazy.
It's hard to find now. Not that much.
Do you ever do any freestyling?
Yeah. I freestyle all the time. That's how I record. I don't write, really.
Freestyle on the pod?
I would, yeah. I saw the one of... I saw you guys had people do it. I was kind of expecting
usually,
this, honestly.
If there's a possibility, it's how.
Are you guys going to get in the cypher?
I've got a beat.
Lucy's got the beat.
But are you
going to
spit, though? Yeah, you guys beatbox. I saw that, too. Yeah. I guess so. Then you can't freestyle because you're beatboxing. Well, Lucy's going to beatbox. Are you going to beatbox?
I just kind of help Lucy out.
Right.
Just kind of get your vibe when it's needed. Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, we can freestyle for sure. I need a word though.
Ooh. Let's go with summertime.
Oh, that's really good, yeah.
Because it's coming up and I want it to feel nice and warm because I'm cold.
Summertime.
And it's about to snow.
No, don't tell me it's so.
Yeah, I saw that. I was living in ignorance today, just being like, this will be like what it is forever.
Gosh, darn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lucy.
You ready for this?
Wish that every day was summertime. Winter is okay, but it's a funner time. Chilling in the sun, having lots of fun. Maybe go to the park with my mom. Max is sleeping under the table. We're coming to you live straight off of the cable. Just kidding, the internet. Trying to connect to listeners to spread positivity. And we're living free. And we're diligently doing work on the couch. What about? Because we getting all this money in a drought. Elliot a Taurus, so we like to stack cash. I got a fat ass, yeah. That was good beatboxing. Awesome. Did you do anything? I was so
was
locked
did
in
you
on. Oh, this.
I was on
sorry,
the
sorry. Yeah. That was a critical layer.
Your lyrics were amazing. I want to take my mom to the park. Yeah, let's
that
go.
Kind of weather.
Amazingness.
Well, I think that covers all of our questions that we had for you for today.
Yeah, that was a cherry on top.
Where can we see the next Sunseekers show? What's coming up next for the Sunseekers?
Our next show is actually this Friday at Grosvenor Hall.
Okay.
Our boy Firebird is dropping a project, so we're just doing like kind of like house party style at this community hall in Grosvenor.
Whoa.
So nice. It'll be fun, drinks, and we're getting a bunch of equipment just like setting up stage and rig in the hall, and yeah, a few of us are just gonna play some songs and it'll just be like a party vibe. So
that's awesome.
If anyone wants to come through that, Grosvenor Hall. Oh, there's a camera.
This Friday.
Grosvenor Hall, Radial GT. And otherwise, just stay tuned to the Instagram, I guess, and the website, because we always keep that up to date with like what's going on.
Awesome.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you, guys. This was super fun. I'm super happy you guys are down to do this. And
thanks.
I think it's really cool in general. You guys are just doing this and the setup and everything is so awesome. So thank you. Word. Who gets the last word?
We out.
We out.